Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM The Word, and you are listening to Free Inside Ministry, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me tonight is my forever bride and my beautiful wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
Bulla, it's a testimony Thursday, and guess what?
What is that?
It's just you and me.
Old times, old times.
It's a romantic Thursday.
We got Pastor Barry a little tied up this evening. Actually, what a praise report. Pastor Barry's going to be playing in the praise and worship band down at a conference with Donnie McKirk and speaking tonight.
Amen.
Wow, if you ever know anything about gospel music, you know the voice and the name of Donnie McKirk.
Awesome.
But Free Inside, so it's just me and Sister Lynn. We're going to have fun. We got a word. It's going to be great. Tell your friends, tune in right now. Hey, Free Inside airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM. Also in Arizona on 91.1 FM. Streaming is available online at www.995theword.com and also at www.grace911.com.
Mahalo, Bulla. We thank you for tuning in tonight and joining me and Bulla as we just talk about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and I are available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, an inspirational speaker, or need a word of encouragement, please call my man of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. We also send our love and aloha to all our men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs. Amen. Lord, bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and to the 1,500 Hawaii men incarcerated in Saguaro Prison and the many other prisons in Arizona like Eloy Detention Center. We pray for you and your family and ask for mercy and grace and restoration upon your life. And thank you so much. Today was a beautiful morning. Bulla and I went and checked our post office, got a letter from Alicia from Eloy Detention Center in Arizona, who listens to us every night. And also from
all their sisters too in the unit.
And hello, all their sisters. Ladies. And then they do Bible study the next day on the scripture that we share. And a special thank you to Tony from Halawa. We so appreciated your letter today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We also want to give a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for our Grace 91.1 FM program in Arizona. And that would be the Fishers of Men congregation under the direct leadership of Pastor James Byrd and Lucy Mahilona.
God bless you, Fishers of Men.
And also right here back in Honolulu, want to give a big mahalo to our primary The Word sponsor, and that would be the Tobert Foundation.
God bless you, Chris, and get well, my brother.
Well, maybe it is only you and I. Well, that's right. We're going to get excited.
I'm so excited.
You know, Barry, you can keep your September song. We're going to get excited for Jesus tonight. I don't know where you've been. Amen. I don't know what you've been doing all day, but get ready. Get ready.
Let's do it.
I tell you, we got a message tonight. I got a word that's going to change your life. Come with an heart and an ear to listen tonight.
Amen.
Come with an open mind. I'm telling you, I've got something that our pastor shared with us just last night. And I'm going to tell you, it is life-changing. If you open up your ear gates, you're going to open your ears. Now, before we get rolling, we do have a song that we wanted to share with you. What song was that?
It's Anthony Evans, Bulla.
Oh, Never Fail. That's right. Hey, so that's what happens when it's like we got two wheels on the three-wheel tricycle, kind of bumpy now.
This is the Mr. and Mrs. Eastman show.
Now, that is a scary thought.
We gave all the pastors a break tonight.
Oh, boy. They'll be back by popular
praise
demand.
Praise Jesus.
But you know what? Let's have that Anthony Evans song, and it's a Never Fail, and it's something we wanted to share with all of you. We'll get you going. That's right. Get up. Move around a little bit.
All right, Tony.
Get that blood flowing. You gotta take some notes tonight.
Hallelujah.
I got a word Oh, thank you, Jesus. I got a word tonight.
We're pumped up.
Come on now, somebody.
Our strength is renewed in your presence as we wait on you. Our joy is restored in your presence as we worship you.
Amen.
The Lord
Amen.
Is with us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is with us. And you know what?
You
the Lord is with you. You know, someone tonight, right now, you might be beat up from the feet up. You might be tore up from the floor up. But I'm here to tell you, there's a God that loves you. There's
Amen.
A God that is for real. He's
Amen.
A living God. He's not a dead God because, you see, he defeated the devil 2,000 years ago. But we got to get, Lynn, we just got to tell everybody, get out of the blame game.
Amen.
You cannot blame people for the condition of your heart. Because like we've always said before, sometimes the heart of the problem
is the problem of the heart.
Right there. Right there. You got to look in the mirror. And you know, like Michael Jackson, you say it's the man in the mirror. You're absolutely right. It's got to start with you. If we're going to see revival, if we're going to see restoration, if we're going to see transformation, if you're going to see healing, it starts with you and the condition of your heart. We can't blame others for where we're at.
No, cannot blame others.
You know, but the message that we had tonight is God's not Paul yet. I don't know if you know that, but I want to let you know that because lately, as our pastor was sharing just the other evening, there's been
just
a lot of...
Just last night.
Well, that's right. Just last night. It
just
seems like a lifetime.
Just last night.
Thank you, Pastor Williams. Had a powerful word. You want
we
to talk?
We love you, Pastor.
Got a whole new definition of carpet bombing.
First Lady
laid some
Gigi.
Bombs out
Amen.
There last night. We took a month off. And let's just be transparent, Lynn. We took a month off. The church took a month off for a time of reflection.
Midweek service.
From our midweek service. Mm-hmm. We took a month off. So we didn't have church on Wednesdays. But that was a time for reflection. That was a time for restoration.
Mm-hmm.
That was a time to take a look back and see since January to June, has your life gotten any
Where
better with
at?
The walk with the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Have things changed for you? Are things
That's
looking
right.
up? Or is it the same old, same old, same old? Because we had a powerful message. But the thing is,
new
things are about to come. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And we're going to finish strong. But the one verse that he shared, and this is going to be our anchor verse tonight, and this is what, I'm going to develop that just a little bit if I could. And I want to thank all of you that are listening this evening.
Amen.
It's a privilege for us to sit with you tonight. It's an honor for my wife and I to share the
Amen.
Living word of God, the
We're
good news
so
of the
blessed.
Gospel of Jesus Christ
Amen.
With you. I pray that your heart is open. All we do is sow the seed.
Amen.
Your heart is the soil, and God will make it grow. What type of soil? I have no control over that. But I know that the Lord's word will not return void.
And God.
I just pray that it's a fertile soil, that it's an open heart. But we're going to start off in John 10:10.
Yes, hallelujah. And of course, if you listen to our program, you know that, Lynn, I use the Message Bible. Kind of changes it up a bit. And we're in John 10:10. And it says, a thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then in the King James Version, as it reads in my Bible, it says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, colon. I'm gonna announce that right now. That's the grammatical punctuation right there. And then he goes on to say, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Let me repeat that again. I am come that they might, say might.
Might.
Have life and that they might, say might.
Might.
Have it more abundantly. Amen?
Ooh, amen.
Because if that means, and there's a lot of other times where we read the verse and they've taken or removed the word might out of it. So it seems like it's a Garen's Barbarians kind of opportunity that automatically he's going to come and going to get everything we want, everything we need, and plenty kind of action. That's how it's going to be.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
That made me remind everybody on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m., tune in to 91.1 Grace FM in Arizona for hey, Brother Hanale Koliato.
Hey, Hanale, I just want to tell you, do you know that Bula's intro is kind of like you?
I kind of be like you, Boo, but it's all right. So we're getting back to the verse, and the important thing here is I want you to recognize, and as we were speaking earlier, the devil, Satan himself, has been up to a lot of damage in the community.
Amen.
He's been doing a lot of things. There's bombs going off. There's explosions. There's suicide bombers. There's a 55-year-old Japanese man from Ever Beach stabbing somebody on the freeway H1 going home to the west side. And there's civil unrest. There's the
enemy is getting
anarchy everywhere.
Attention.
And so, but you see, he's getting a lot of press because people are focusing on the negatives. But, you know, and that's, you got to realize that's his plan. That's his modus operandi.
Mm-hmm.
That is his whole mission in life. If you were to say, why is the enemy here? It would be in verse John 10:10, where the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I want to give you the opportunity this night to hear the good word of the Lord, to hear a message that came straight from our pastor. And that is, if you look at it, there is a colon there. Now, when you see some types of punctuation, I have a master's in political science, but I don't know everything because that's why they have Google. But I wanted to look up, why is a colon there? Because some people would think that a period is there. But
preacher,
I got to tell you, if the period is not there, the game ain't over yet. The fat lady hadn't seen yet. It's still going. If you're still standing, if you're still breathing, God is not done with you yet. I don't care where you've been. I don't care where you've done, who you've done, or why you've done it. God is not through with you if you're still alive today. So what you got to realize is that this punctuation mark that is put there so graphically in the King James Version, in the definition of a colon, it says it precedes, that means it comes before, an explanation or an enumeration or a list. So that means the colon comes because there's something better coming. The colon is put there because there is something that's going to explain what just took place. See, sometimes we focus on the negative so much, we don't look for the good. We get stuck in the way the devil wants us to see, and we take our eyes and look at the crisis instead of looking at Christ. My brothers and sisters, we need to have the eyes of Christ so that we can make it through the crisis. You see, I'd rather be pre-prayed than prepaid. I like someone paying my bill, but I'd rather be pre-prayed. You can catch that before you reach H1 tonight. And you know, the weather thing, we have so many storms coming away. I'll drop this nugget on you too. Everybody says, you better be prepared. You better be prepared. The storm is coming. The storm is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I got storms in my life every day. You know what? I'm pre-prayed. I'm going to spell that for you.
Every day.
Pre-P-R-E, prayed. P-R-A-Y-E-R-E-D. Be prepared before you prepare.
Be prepared.
If you are prepared, Lynn, I'm telling you, the enemy is going to attack, but we're going to have the plan in place. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
See, that's the living word tonight, my brothers and sisters, that there is hope. The fat lady has not sung yet. You can take that from any rock star you want, but it's because it says so in my Bible with the colon right there. But we got to remember, God is a gentleman. He is not going to force himself upon you. That's why it says, I am come. There's a statement there that says he has arrived. There's a statement saying that he is in your life right now. He is standing at the door knocking, but nobody's opening up
for
the door.
You
haven't asked. That's why you have not. Mm-hmm. But he says, I am come that they might, say might.
Might.
Might have life is not a guarantee. Mm-hmm. And you see, in my book, if they say might, that means the possibility of might not is the other balance of the fulcrum. It's the other end of the seesaw. You ever try and do a seesaw with yourself? What happens? Kind of boring. You're on the ground.
It hurts.
So you got to get somebody on the other side of your seesaw to balance it out. So if you've got the word might on one side of your seesaw, then it might say might not on the other. So we've got to determine that, and that's going to come by the condition of your heart. Amen?
Well, you know, when he talks about might, you know what they're talking about here? Is choice.
Hallelujah.
Amen? It is all about God. Like you said, God's not going to force you, my brothers and sisters. You know, and the enemy wants to come and kill, steal, and destroy everything about you, your family, your work, everything, from head to toe. But God, he has a different plan for you. It's like it says in my Bible, right?
Amen.
Better life, more better than anything you've ever dreamed of. Hallelujah. So give him a chance. Choose Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You've got to know, and you see, and this is what I love about our pastor. As he drops so many nuggets, I feel like I'm panning gold in the 49er years. LMAIC is the place to be. That's why we're there, because we're getting fed. My cup runneth over. Lynn's cup runneth over. and this is the beauty of it all. It's just, you've got to realize that the word
foundation
of God. That's right. And you know, Pastor shares this also. It's not about location. It's about foundation.
Hallelujah.
Because you can be anywhere, but if you got the word of God in you, you're going to be all right.
Thank you,
you know,
Jesus.
That's the wonderful thing. But you see, a lot of times what happens is, you know, and I'm just going to do a sidebar. We've got a few minutes here. I just want to be real frank with everybody. Lynn and I, our job is to build his kingdom.
Amen.
Okay, it's nothing about what we do. It's about everything that God does through us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You have to allow him.
We don't tell anybody our schedule because it would definitely freak you out. But I want to tell you that by the word of the living God, by the word of the gospel of the good news of Jesus
Christ,
it is our mission. It is our passion to share the good news of the gospel to those that are broken, lost, and incarcerated.
Hallelujah.
We've been there and done that. We know the struggle is real. But we don't have time to try and make people accept us. We don't have time to make people respect us. God's plan has nothing to do with anyone's validation, confirmation, or celebration of what we do. It has everything to do with the kingdom of God.
It's all about Jesus.
You see, and when you get to that point in your life, maybe you're not there yet, and that's fine. You're going to realize,
that's okay.
What am I really doing?
That's
why?
Okay.
Why did God put me here on earth?
Amen.
Because if you think that the reason you were saved or to go to heaven, my question is, what are you doing on earth? Because if that was the reason, you'd be gone right now. But we've got some work to do, and we'll do that together.
Yes,
you know, you might be in a situation, my brother. You might be in a situation, my sister, my brethren. And I say that affectionately. I'm excited because Saturday we're going back into Old Triple C. Sunday we're going back to FDC.
Hey, we're going back into modules 11 and 13 coming up soon. And in FDC, I believe we're going to 6A and 6B.
That's right.
Hey!
That's right. Spread the word. We're
going
to come on.
We're coming this weekend.
But you might be in a situation right now, and I don't want to make light of that, but you might be laughing at God. You might say, come on, Pastor Boo, Sister Lynn, you don't know what I did, man. You know, they played a song, Bad Boys, Bad Boys. That's my background music.
God loves you.
And I want to tell you, God loves you.
God loves
you. But you see, there have been times in the Bible where the Lord has made a promise, and even the people in the Bible have mocked God. And if you were to be in the book of Genesis, it's the first book, and in chapter 18, this is where the Lord appears to Abraham, and they have a conversation. And then Lynn's going to pick it up in verse 9, and she's going to take us to verse 14. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so in Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 to 14, it says in my Bible, the Message Bible, the men said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? He said, in the tent. One of them said, I'm coming back about this time next year. When I arrive, your wife Sarah will have a son. Sarah was listening at the tent opening just behind the man. Abraham and Sarah were old by this time, very old. Sarah was far past the age for having babies. Sarah laughed within herself. An old woman like me get pregnant with this old man of a husband?
Amen.
God said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, me have a baby? An old woman like me? Is anything too hard for God? I'll be back about this time next year, and Sarah will have a baby.
Amen. And the thing that we want to focus on right here, saints, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard to get a reduction
nothing
in my sentence?
Is
anything
hard.
Too hard to get visitation with my kids? Is
Amen.
Anything too hard to get out of the debt I'm in? Is anything too hard to get that needle
no,
out of my arm?
Is
anything
too
hard to get that bottle off of my lips? Is that anything too hard to get that dope out of my
Choose
mouth?
Jesus.
Is nothing is too hard.
And nothing.
But you see, this is what I wanted to share is the Lord didn't hear Sarah laugh. Because it says that she laughed within herself. It wasn't even audible.
It was just one of those things.
And then God turns around and he says,
he knows everything.
And the Lord, it says in my book right here, I'm reading it.
Hallelujah.
Verse 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? She didn't laugh out loud. That confirms to me that God knows your thoughts. He
knows
your feelings.
You.
He knows your pain. He knows your struggle. He knows the pit you're in. He just wants to. He knows where you're at.
Yes.
He hears your prayers. Hears your thoughts. If he could hear Sarah laughing to herself, don't you think he can hear what's going on in your head?
That's right.
And this is going on to the believers, too, that come in dressed real nice on Sundays, but you know what you're doing Monday to Saturday. Hallelujah.
God knows.
You can't fool God.
You cannot.
You know, that's
fool
one
him.
Thing that came out of the pulpit is you can't play with God, man. You can't play with God.
He
wants
to bless you.
For those of you that are on the other side of the fence tonight.
Yes.
You know that the world got you where you're at.
That's right.
And if you think the world's going to get you out, that's okay. That's okay. But you're going to come back.
The world is not going to get you out.
Only the Word will give you freedom.
Only the Word.
And when we say where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Because when you're free indeed, you're free indeed. Free indeed means a statement of an exclamation point of you're actually free. Not indeed like you got to go work for it, like you got to go earn
Amen.
It. No, you cannot earn this freedom. It was given
this
to you.
This freedom is the freedom,
it was a gift by the blood of Jesus on the cross. You see, there's nothing you can do to get this freedom except accept the gift. You can't earn it
That's
by your
right.
good deeds. You can't buy your way by giving big tithes
accept
or big offerings.
That gift.
It's just a
it's
free gift. You see, and that's why in John 10:10, when we go back to that, as I had said earlier, I am come that they
might
have life.
Have life.
And that they might.
And that they might.
Have it more? Abundantly.
Abundantly.
My brothers and
Hallelujah.
Sisters, God doesn't want you to live in poverty.
No, he does not.
God doesn't want you to live in your squalor.
Amen.
For I know the plans I have for you,
declare
the Lord.
Plans
to prosper you, not
to
harm
you.
Plans
for
a hope and
a future.
See, right there in that.
Speak it into your life.
Plans.
Amen. Not
plans.
One.
You
Not
have
two.
To remove all that negative thinking.
Amen.
That stinking thinking's got to come out of your
gotta
mind.
Rebuke the enemy.
It's
got to
come out of your brain,
stuff.
Come out of your spirit, so it doesn't come out of your mouth. Speak life into what you do.
Life.
Speak life into your children. Speak life into your spouse. Speak life into your job.
Amen.
Speak life
Amen.
Into those that are in the
Amen.
Cells with you.
Your
Speak
cup
life.
Will runneth over.
Be an encourager.
Yes.
Not a discourager, because
yes.
when God blesses someone that's next to you, don't get all hubbub and sad. Rejoice in their blessings, because the Lord, I told you what he did with Sarah. He heard her inaudible and within herself. He heard that and asked Abraham, how could she laugh? Why she laugh? What is she doing? I wonder how big Abraham's eyes got. In fact, I wonder how big Sarah's eyes got.
Amen.
That would have been a revelation. You know, that would have been a revelation, the manifestation of God's word right there. But all we're trying to do is there is a choice that can be made. And I'm going to pray that later.
And, you know, Bula, you know, you were just telling me just a little while ago about, you know, when you're living right, when you're following Jesus, there is just something about you. You have the light of Christ all around you. And light is such a wonderful thing that it's going to spread everywhere. Amen. And then the darkness has to flee. It is biblical. And I got to tell you what, you know what? Your joy can move to others. Amen. Hallelujah. You share it.
Well, what you need, and this is something that might be a little hard to do, but it'll change your outlook.
Amen.
Have some smiles through your trials. And I'm not saying sitting in the courtroom. I'm saying daily, you know, have
Every
the joy
day.
Of the Lord.
In the courtroom too.
In the courtroom
yeah,
too. Have
wherever.
The joy of the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because if you had a choice to live in Christ or live in crisis, I pray you would choose to live in Christ.
Live in Christ.
Now, we've been talking a lot about a choice tonight, because that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. If anything were to happen to my beautiful bride or myself, I know that we would be reunited in the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
I do not fear death, but I do not embrace death, but I'm prepared for death because I am prepared for that event to come.
Yes, Lord.
And I want to offer you that right now. When I came to the Lord years ago, I said, Lord, whenever I have the opportunity, I want people to meet my friend. His name is Jesus.
Yes, now, somebody
you might have known him a long time ago. You might have done some things you're not proud of, and you're in a place
come
where you're not proud
Jesus.
Of. You know, it's just like baseball.
Yes.
When you were in Little League, remember you had the designated runner because coach wanted to work on the defense on the infield?
Yes, Lord.
Imagine this. Jesus is the coach. He's the batter.
Yes,
he's looking
coach.
At you and he's saying,
coach.
You ready for a run?
Yes, coach.
You ready for a run?
Yes, coach.
Watch this.
Amen.
Jesus knocks it out of the park,
out
over
the park.
Infield, over the outfield, over the fence at Alawai, and it's still going over the Hollycore Hotel.
Amen.
So you want, wow, oh man. All you've got to do is touch the bases.
Touch
you hit
the
first
bases
base
and go home.
All of a sudden, you turn right. You like catch the bus, go away. Pahoo. What's up with that? Years later, you come to the realization where you touch the bases and you come home. And guess who's at home plate with
Jesus.
Open arms?
Jesus.
Hey, where you went, boy? Where you went, girl? My son, my daughter.
Jesus.
I've been waiting all this time for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Maybe that time is right now. If you're not sure where you would go if something happened to you tonight, maybe you can recite this prayer after me. So that we know that we'll all be sharing in the
from
kingdom of God. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I have sinned against myself.
I have sinned against myself.
I have sinned against others.
I have sinned against others.
I have sinned against you.
I have sinned against you.
I need forgiveness.
I need forgiveness.
I need a Savior.
I need a Savior.
I know that you came.
I know that you came.
For my sins.
For my sins.
They hung you on a cross.
They hung you on the cross.
But on the third day.
But on the third day.
You rose.
You rose.
You defeated.
You defeated.
The enemy.
The enemy.
You are the reason.
You are the reason.
I have an opportunity.
I have an opportunity.
I need a Savior.
I need a Savior.
I need him now.
And I need it now.
I give you full control.
I give you full control.
Of my life.
Of my life.
And I say this.
And I say this.
So that I hear this.
So I can hear it.
So my neighbors hear this.
So my neighbors can hear it.
And so the enemy can hear this.
And the enemy can hear it.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is my Lord and Savior.
Is my Lord and Savior.
He's my protector.
He is my protector.
He's my friend.
He is my friend.
I will dwell.
I will dwell.
In the house of the Lord.
In the house of the Lord.
For the rest of the days.
For the rest of the days.
Of my life.
Of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you've said that, I welcome you into the
Hallelujah.
Kingdom of God. Share the
Hallelujah.
Goodness of the gospel. Surround yourselves
Heaven
with people of godly counsel.
Hallelujah.
Read the Bible. Read the word. Let it come alive.
Chapel.
Go to chapel services.
Get
sign up for services.
You've got a radio.
Tune into this program every night. Listen
Hallelujah.
To the fish. I'm on the fish every day from
That's
3
right.
p.m. to
life.
6 p.m. Be positive.
Life.
Be positive.
Live
be positive.
More abundantly.
Don't look at where you've been.
Yes.
Look at where you're going. See, the enemy lives in your past, but Jesus lives, in,
lives
your future.
In your future.
Do not let your past dictate your future.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are designed for greatness because Jesus made you in the likeness
Thank
of
you,
his
Lord.
Image. We're all in this together, guys.
Yes.
One step at a time. But
One
I read
step
that
at a time.
He has already lit the path for me to walk. The
That's
runway
right.
is lit.
It's
we just
got to
land the plane.
Let's
it's
go.
An auto land.
Let's
Don't
go.
Try to force the wheel for go left
That's
or right.
right.
Just follow the path in front
follow
of you.
Follow the path.
One step at a time and one breath at a time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Lynn, it's been a great night.
Hey, it was a great night, my love.
Hey, tomorrow night is Friday. We got Pastor James Eric Williams. Oh, that's going to be exciting. You guys get some rest. We'll see you tomorrow night. And remember, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Ahoy-ho.
Ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.